Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9:20, Eric Love is going to join us. He's a PI and leader of the Please Pardon Joe Exotic Tour Bus Movement, which the bus arrived in D.C. last night. But joining us right now is our pal Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, general manager of the Washington Nationals. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What is the daily life like for Mike Rizzo right now?
Well, you know, it's pretty mundane at times. There's a lot of telecommunications, Zoom calls, conference calls. That kind of locks up the early morning part of the day, and then I try and make several phone calls a day, just kind of touching base with staff members and players and that type of thing. Kind of, frequently touching base with those guys just to say hello and that type of thing. And then other than that, just trying to, you know, get a little blood flow, some exercise, and just trying to keep sane, you know what I mean? And like everybody else, watching a lot of Netflix and that type of thing. So nothing out of the ordinary. My Zoom prowess is really, really skyrocketed. I'm outstanding at it right now. So I learned how to use it, and we're all set, like you guys.
Right. Mike, are you hunkered down in D.C.? Are you in Florida? Where are you Zooming from at this point?
I've been in D.C. Once Florida, I was down there through after they closed spring training. But once the city and state closed down spring training facility, we came back to D.C.
Can you talk about the draft and how different that's going to be and what your role is going to be there? Obviously, you're going to be, I don't know if you're going to be doing it from the park or your house or what, but how different is that going to be with only five rounds?
It's going to be extremely different. It's going to be the most unique draft, obviously, that I've ever been in a part of, and I've been a part of a lot of them. So it's going to be different in the sense of communication and IT and that type of thing. I'm not sure exactly where I'll be for the draft. If there is a spring training and I am in spring training, I will do it from our spring training facility in Florida. It's June 10th. 10th and 11th is the draft. If spring training is postponed or canceled, then I will probably do it from D.C. either at my home or in the at headquarters in my office in D.C. So not sure where we're going to do it yet. I do know when. I do know we're extremely prepared, and I'm very, very excited about it.
So are they doing the just like the NFL did? Are they going to do it the first round live in prime time, and then the other four rounds the next day? Is that how they're doing it?
Yeah, that's how they're doing it. It'll be the first round, and then those first round comp picks on June 10th, and then rounds 2 through 5 on the 11th.
Gotcha. Well, how have you been, getting around the city? I mean, have you been going out to restaurants, curbside delivery? You live right near our buddy's restaurant, Circa, right down there in the Navy Yard. Are you doing that, or are you and your wife just cooking a lot?
No, we're not cooking a lot. I know that answer is easy. We're not cooking a lot. We're ordering a lot. She's got all the apps, the Uber Eats, and all the rest of those things. So we've been eating fine. We've been eating great. There's a lot of great restaurants right around here in this area that we can walk to and or get it through the apps and stuff like that. So it's really interesting how the restaurant industry has kind of transformed themselves on the move and on the go to accommodate the new normal that we have right now. And it's an exciting neighborhood here, as you guys know, since your offices are right down the street. And it's crazy to figure out what the next restaurant going to pop up is going to be.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops. We wanted to get you on actually to talk a little bit about The Last Dance, because I saw that you commented on relating to Jerry Krause. You, of course, are a Chicago guy. You can talk about your memories of the Jordan era and then what you made of the series. I'm assuming you watched it, and Jerry Krause's role.
Yeah, I thought the series was outstanding. It brought back a lot of great memories. And I was at the age that I was in the middle of that stuff, in my late 20s and early 30s through that stuff. It was unbelievable. Jordan has been my favorite athlete in the world since he came to Chicago, and I just have a great respect for obviously his talent level, but his leadership and his willing to do whatever it takes to win, and his drive and competitiveness is as good as anybody's I've ever been around and ever seen, and I think that separates him from just about the rest of the athletic world.
But what did you think of the Krause role as part of it, the general manager?
Well, Krause had, he had a difficult job. It was, surrounding Jordan with a cast that could win championships, and I thought he did a great job of that. Now the way he handled some of the situations, I didn't understand a lot of the decisions that they made about why do you even if you've made a decision about the coach not coming back before the season starts, why do you make it public? Why do you tell people if he goes 82-0, mm-hmm. you're still gonna get replaced? I just don't understand the communication aspect of that, and I don't know if it was a motivating factor for in his mind that they thought that if they thought it was the last dance, they he'd get more out of them, or if it was an ego thing. I'm not sure what his motivations were. I know Jerry. I know him well. He was a baseball scout for a long time, and I've been at baseball games with him. And he seems like a caring guy who wants to win also. But some of the forms of communication and the way he delivered messages didn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm never one, as you guys know, to lead or make statements and decisions through the media. If I have a problem with our coaches or managers or players, we go into an office or a room and we take care of it behind closed doors. And I think that is what gives you, as a leader of the organization, the respect it takes to make those decisions. Because let's face it, general managers, basketball, football, baseball, our job is oftentimes to give players bad news. And I think the delivery and the trust factor and the respect factor that is built up with those relationships that allows you to deliver those messages and still have harmony in the franchise and in the clubhouse.
How crazy is it, too, that, Krause is one of those guys that would work in multiple sports. You've worked with both those guys, right? Because you also work with Stan Kasten, right, who's done that kind of thing in multiple sports. Do you think you could do that, Mike? Do you think you could pick up another sport and be an evaluator and be an effective, person at that? Was it, say, basketball or football?
I know baseball. I know the nuances of it. I know the movements of it. I have an innate sense that when I see an infielder, I know footwork and glove work and hand positioning and hitters and that type of thing. I do think that I could lead in another sport and that type of thing. I do not. I would not consider myself an evaluator of other sports. I would be a fan like everybody else. When I talk about basketball players and football players and that type of thing, I know athleticism and I know makeup and I know work ethic and that type of thing. But I couldn't tell you if this sophomore in high school has the crossover dribble it takes to be a point guard in the NBA. You know, that's the type of things that I don't have expertise in. But as far as leading a franchise and directing a group of people to have a common goal, which is winning the championship, I think I could.
Yeah, I mean, you know who else has done that is Joe Gibbs, kind of exactly the way you describe it, too, as the leader, right? He's done that in NASCAR. Mm-hmm. He did that in the NFL. And I don't think Joe would be the tell you exactly what's going on underneath the hood, but he can put an organization together and he can win championships.
Sure, and I think that when you're talking about the top decision maker in a franchise, I think that's as important a skill as any. Because then that person would go out and get that evaluator to make those decisions. And if you put the right people in place and there's a trust factor there and you can defer to other people's egos and expertise, I think it all fits. And that's how this magic happens.
You know, you talk about being able to see a kid, like say your sophomore year in high school and knowing, okay, that guy's got a big league glove already. Can you go back to your scouting days or even now as your general manager when you're getting reports? Who's the earliest you've ever ID'd an MLB guy and been correct? Like you see a kid in eighth grade and you go, that kid's going to play in the big leagues.
Right. The best major league player I've ever scouted as a young high school guy was Griffey Jr. You know, he was a guy in Cincinnati that he looked the part. You know, the first time I ever saw him, I think he was in the summer of his junior year, going into his senior year. It was the first time I laid eyes on him, and you could see right away that it didn't take Branch Rickey to figure Ken Griffey Jr. out. So I mean, he had all the skills and all the tools and the lineage and the background and the body type and the swing path and the skill set, the run throw hit tool and it was probably as slam dunk of a guy as I've ever looked at.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, GM of the Washington Nationals. The Nats announced on Tuesday something pretty cool, holding a virtual ring ceremony coming up on Sunday. Talk about the details of that. You guys are pioneers in this. It's never been done before.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. It's kind of bittersweet. The sweet part is that we're going to have a ceremony with a big part of our fan base, bigger than we would have if we were to held it at a regular baseball game, 44,000 we'd have. I think we're going to have, we could have a million people watching this thing and be involved in a ring ceremony, which I think is really, really cool. You know, the bitter part of it is that we don't have that we're going through this pandemic type of thing. But I think this thing is good for not only the morale of the team. They get to see these beautiful rings and we get to celebrate it one more time. But I think it's good for the mindset and the morale of the community. And it just gives us one more thing to celebrate and to have a little fun on a night in the end of May. So it's also an important date in Nationals lore. You know, I mean, this is the date where we were at our most bottomed out at this date a year ago. And from the 24th on, we were the best team in baseball and the world champs. So it's an important day in context of the 2019 season. I think it's an unbelievably important part of the Nationals' history, and I think it's going to be really nice for a big part of our fan base in the DMV to embrace this thing. So I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to see our rings and to have them and to wear them around, and it's going to be something great pride in accomplishment, and I'm sure it'll be very, very emotional for a lot of us. It will be for me. I know that much.
You have a ring, though, from your days with Arizona, right?
I do. It's a beautiful ring. I'm not a jewelry guy, so I don't wear rings in general. But I used to wear my Arizona Diamondback ring with pride the most important day of the baseball season, and that's the first day of the amateur draft. I'll continue to do that with my Nationals ring. And Coco asked me the other day on the show, would I ever wear two, you know, both rings at the same time. And I said the only way I would wear two rings if there were two Washington National rings, and then I definitely would.
Nice.
Mike, when and if there is another spring training, hopefully there is sooner than later, how long do you think it takes the players to get back into where they were, you know, first week of March?
Well, we have not ceased to train for spring training. We have like I said, we have a major league coaches and manager staff call weekly. We have the position player coaches are in contact with the pitchers, with the pitching coach, the hitters, the hitting coach, the infield coaches, the outfield coaches, the catching coaches. So we're in constant contact. These guys are staying in good shape. We don't want them peaking to getting ready too early in case there's a delay in spring training or there is no spring training. But we want them to be on the fringes of being ready, prepared to go to spring training. And we think that in 3 weeks or so, give or take, that they could be in full swing for any type of real competition that, when the season starts.
Gotcha. And are any of the hitters, are they seeing live pitching anywhere? Or are they just hitting off tees?
No, I think, you know, these guys got a lot of different setups. There's some guys seeing some live pitching. If you're lucky enough to have a pitcher that can challenge you a little bit, that lives around you and that type of thing. Same thing with the pitchers. You know, if you're lucky enough to have a person that could handle a Max Scherzer or a Steven Strasburg, around you that you could do it. We've got a lot of guys doing a lot of ingenuity to figure out ways to stay prepared for the season. And it's somebody should do a documentary on the different types of setups that these guys have. And it's really remarkable. Guys buying portable mounds so they could throw off in their backyards and buying batting cages and pitching machines and curveball machines and that type of things to ready themselves in a very unique situation.
Mike, they could have just hired EB. I think he tried to build a pitcher's mound in his front yard, and his parents got very upset at him back in the day.
I did. I killed the bush.
They were very mad.
Killed the bush, killed the grass. Yep.
Yeah, did all that. Got in trouble.
We always had two bare spots in the front yard, in the city lot. So we had the bare spot where the pitcher pitched, yeah, and where the hitter, the right-handed hitter, hit. The left-handed box was pretty. Still had a lot of grass to it.
We also had 127 dents in my dad's Malibu Classic. That was kind of the backstop. Yeah. Wasn't good. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Be safe, be healthy, and hopefully you see you very, very soon.
Yeah, very man. Soon, Bal. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Mike. I liked his response on if you're cooking a lot.
Yeah, no
half second, no. A lot of ordering. You know what? He's supporting the local economy. Good
exactly.
for him and his wife.
By all the right. way, well, got to go to break. I know. Wiener responded, mm-hmm. The Paisano's order is in, Cakes.
Oh, it's already in.
Smart yes. man. Yes. Don't have to worry about dinner
so
tonight.
So delivery, what time is dinner?
You're pulling a Mike Rizzo. I
six
like
o'clock.
It, EB.
6 o'clock dinner time?
Yeah, we have to pick it up, but yeah, oh, okay. 6 o'clock.
All right, coming up next, Eric Love is going to join us. He's a PI, but leader of the Please Pardon Joe Exotic tour bus, which arrived in D.C. last night. We'll talk to him next here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's Eric Love. He's a private investigator and leader of the Please Pardon Joe Exotic tour bus, which arrived in D.C. last night. Good morning, Eric. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Who else is on the tour bus?
Man, this bus, the biggest bus on U.S. soil, son. We've got part of the Tiger. We got part of Team Tiger attorney group on here. We've got the full support group on here. At 11 guys, it's been quite a trip. 1,355 miles one way from origin to stop. And we've got nothing but love since we've been here. And we're staying at the best hotel in D.C., son, here at the Trump International.
I mean, you guys.
And this is fantastic, boy.
You guys had to be stir crazy on that bus, 1,300 miles. I mean,
man,
I remember taking
long.
A bus to New York City within the past year, and it seemed like that trip took forever.
Yeah, but they're
that's
having
a short
fun.
Hop.
I guarantee you they're doing a bunch of stops, right? They're probably meeting chicks.
Yeah, but it's 1,300 miles on a bus, E.B.,
It's a party. They're probably hammered.
Yeah, but hey, so here, let me paint you a picture.
All right.
What's the finest car you've ever ridden in? This is a double-decker bus.
Right.
And when I tell you, this thing rides better than a Cadillac.
Yeah.
I could do 5,555 miles in this. No problem. We've got 9 TVs, bedroom shower. Hey, it's got a back party deck. You can go outside and have a cigar on, it's great, man.
Who's paying for it? Who's paying for the bus?
That's my question.
And who's paying for the gas?
Well, so, hey, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm blessed with a lot of great friends. And whenever I call, whenever I had the idea to take this ball and start running with it, I literally started calling my assets. My assets are my friends. So they own the craziest vehicles. They own helicopters. They're attorneys. They're private businessmen. They're folks that own sign shops. I called them and said, I think I'm about to take this challenge on. You guys interested? So far, we've just paid for everything out of our pocket. And we've enjoyed it. It's been a blessing to us to be able to push the ball forward. And you're going to see something big on this case. You watch.
All right, so you're the private investigator. Give us your connection. How did you get brought into this deal?
Well, so I brought myself into it, actually. I sent Joe a letter out at FMC, the Federal Medical Center. It's not far from an office and my residence. I sent him a letter and said, I've looked at your case, and I don't want to discuss the case, but I'll just tell you this. I said, I've looked at your case, and I would like to offer me and my group services, and it will cost you nothing. We're all pro bono. That's one thing that's real important to me. We are going to right a wrong by using our talents and the stuff that we've learned in life, right? Educational experiences, between the attorneys, myself. The important part for us is if we can right this wrong, this is a monumental wrong. We're going to right it. And so I've already told Joe, you get ready. You know, when he sent me the letter back, he said, I need your help. Hey, that's all I need to hear. Get ready for the redemption tour, son. It's about to happen.
So, but you're not taking a legal path to this. You're taking a pardon path. That seems way more difficult.
Well, actually, we are also doing the post-conviction. The attorneys are helping on the civil litigation side, post-conviction. We have a full 8-man team of attorneys that will do the support for post-litigation, civil issues, first appeal, et cetera, right? So my piece is I said, hey, let's come up with a pardon. Let's work on the pardon first. COVID-19, you guys know how serious this is. This is like a snake in a weed eater. It's messed up. This messed the whole country up, right? So down there at the prison where he's at, over 50, right at 50% of the population are confirmed cases of COVID-19. That is a medical facility prison. And when you start talking about half the population is infected, confirmed cases, look, it's a vulnerable population to begin with. So we felt like we should take a two-way path to this. So not only on first appeal, but also go for the pardon.
Well, it'll be incredible. What is Joe's response to this, Ben? I got to imagine you're not the only person that's offered their services pro bono, right? Because you're getting a lot of attention out of this. Not to say that it's not genuine, but what's Joe's response, Ben, to this?
Well, so imagine a guy that's incarcerated that didn't do what he's accused of. And at the end of the day, I think the synergy came together, the favor came together, and he has seen and heard what we are delivering. And he's a showman himself, right? President Trump's a showman. If there was just a couple of goobery attorneys walking up to a microphone saying, hey, we're working on a pardon, it's not going to get any attention. Guess what? You put the biggest bus on U.S. soil, helicopters, exotic cars. You put the president's name in biggest letters you can find, and you start parading around the country. Guess what? You get a little bit of attention, don't you? Might get talked about. That's where we're at right now. Felt it important to take. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. We're joined by Eric Love. He's the leader of Team Tiger. He's ridden on the bus 1,300 miles to try to get a meeting with President Trump to pardon Joe Exotic. What do you think the chances are that you and your team will actually get a meeting with the president or somebody high-ranking in office at this point?
Well, not sure we will actually get a meeting. We really wanted to come because we said we gave our word. We're going to Washington, D.C. And a lot of reporters thought we would actually Photoshop the bus and the pictures. That ain't how it works with us, son. We're driving the 1355 one way to Washington, D.C. We want to come up here, meet all the folks in D.C. we can meet. Probably won't get a appointment with anybody or with the president, but we know that we know that they know we're here. That's the main point. We want them to know that we are here. I have been told that they know we are here, and that's awesome. That's exactly what we want, and that's why we wanted to stay at the Trump International. Hey, when you're on a fine trip, you want to stay at the finest hotel, so here we are.
So how many nights you have booked at the hotel?
Well, we put all our change together a while ago, and we got last night covered.
Is right. Anybody else there? Hotels don't have many people staying at them right now.
Well, I was excited earlier. I thought I was going to meet somebody new and exciting, and it was just one of the guys from our crew walking on a different floor. So now right. There's nobody here. We're on the seventh floor, and we've got 10 rooms, and we haven't seen anybody else. The hotel staff is fantastic. And, hey, did you know that they give you slippers here?
I can imagine. Make sure you take them home. Hey, take that robe home, too.
No, I think they charge you for that. But I did take don't normally take a bath. Uh-huh. Hey, this bathtub is so big, you could fit probably four friends in there. So we went ahead and we all talked about it. And I said, I'm taking a bath. So I took one last night and this morning. Pretty great.
Joined by Eric Love, it's the Please Pardon Joe Exotic tour bus, which arrived in D.C. last night. So are you somebody that believes that Joe was framed?
Well, so I don't want to get into the case, but let me tell you this. The only president would understand this approach is one that understands the hit job. Hey, guess what? President Donald J. Trump understands that people do get a hit job put on them from time to time. And I think that we have the evidence to prove that. We're excited at the opportunity to prove it, and things aren't always as they appear. I'll just say that. That's the best way to put this.
I think there's some truth to that. Can you tell us that you've had contact with any of Trump's people yet?
So I don't want to disclose anything, any of the phone calls I've got. I'll just tell you this. If I didn't think it wouldn't garner a little attention and support, I wouldn't be trolling Washington, D.C. all day today, right? I will tell you this. I have confirmation from a really good source that they are quite well aware of our trip inbound. They've enjoyed watching some of the stops that have populated through Fox and TMZ. And so we have confirmation that they know that we were on our way, and I have confirmation that they have definitely seen the bus.
Do you have confirmation that Trump has actually watched 5 minutes of Tiger King?
I have no confirmation on that. I have confirmation that they know that we were inbound in the bus and that they have seen the bus.
Right.
And the feedback I got was that bus is fantastic and it's awesome and it's big. And, you know, so we have confirmation that someone up there has seen it, and we were told that they are quite well aware.
I don't know if Trump has seen it, EB, but I know that in one interview, Biden's wife said that Biden was watching it for like 10 minutes and then turned to her and said, "What the hell are we watching?" So maybe, you might have a shot with Joe Biden. I know he's not president right now and he doesn't seem to be your guy, but he's at least watched 10 minutes of Tiger King.
Well, so and I'll tell you this. My attorneys that I pulled in on this, we're not on the same side of the aisle. This is a great example of how people from different sides of the aisle can work together. And look, if you let politics totally run your life, hey, guess what? You might have a crappy life, but if you get out and enjoy life a little bit, just be a good person. You know what? If you think your life sucks, and I tell this to all the time, if you think that you're in a bad position in life and you think, oh, crybaby, well, you know, poor little me, guess what? Go help someone that has less than you. You'll be more grateful for the position in life that you're in. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. And
yeah,
we're
Jason.
Using our talents.
I knew that was
we're
coming.
Using our talents and education in order to push that ball.
So what's right, on Eric. What's on tap for today around the town?
Well, I just had a really great breakfast here at the Trump International Hotel, and I'm sitting here looking at all the gold fixtures. We are fixing to go downstairs and load up on the bus. And basically, we're going to be trolling Washington most of the day.
He's going to drive around and stop traffic.
Trolling D.C.
Well, what traffic?
We saw three cars
yeah,
so
true.
Far.
There's no traffic, yeah.
Just make sure you pay for parking. Yeah, that valet must have been a nightmare.
Hey, man, they let us park on the street, man. They were real good. They were real, real good, real good to us here. That's for sure. I'll tell you what. We'd love to send you guys some swag from our Dallas to D.C. tour. So, you know, if there's anybody over a 3X, might be a problem, but we got 3X and below.
All right. Just want a couple of our producers. That's it.
All right, Eric. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, we love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Please pardon Joe Exotic.
He has no idea who we are either.
It's arrived in D.C.
Just when you think that show and that whole thing can't get any weirder, it just gets weirder.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe
bizarre.
The waste of time and money.
Hey,
now, they are going to get a lot of attention. I get that.
He pardoned Eddie DeBartolo, right?
He pardoned Blagojevich, the guy from The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Eric, you hated it, right, Tiger King?
I didn't say I hated it. I said I liked it, but I thought it was overhyped. I liked it. It was fine. I watched it. I stuck it through. Why?
They're trying to set you up.
I give it a B plus. I mean, it's definitely interesting. I mean, all the characters in there are weirdos.
Oh,
they're fascinating.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Jason, you got to watch it.
All right, B plus. He gives it a B plus. And when was that? Like March, mid-March?
It was like when it came out.
Yeah, this morning at 6 a.m. He said it was trash.
Yeah. Do you have the clip this morning? Run that.
Play right, the clip on. This morning. It's the same exact thing.
No, you said I don't even like it that much.
Yeah. I told you I said exactly what I said there.
No,
B-plus
no.
People were weirdos.
You gave it a B-plus in March, and you didn't even like it in May.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said the people were weirdos. It was probably four episodes too long.
Valdez, can you get that clip for me?
He'll have it for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Got to take a break.
I
do want to let you guys know about...
It's just false. It's fake news. I mean,
Purple right. Heart. Fellas, there's never been a better time to clean out your garage than right now. Get
Purple.
Rid of that old car or motorcycle. They'll even take the ATV or jet ski you haven't used in years, because when you donate to the Purple Heart Foundation, you're helping a veteran in need. It's free, tax deductible, and their drivers are adhering to strict risk avoidance pickups. You won't even have to go outside. Schedule your pickup today at 888-414-4483 or visit purpleheartcars.org. That's 888-414-4483 or visit purpleheartcars.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can always hit the rewind feature on the radio.com app and go back in time. So if you missed our interview with Mike Rizzo earlier or Ira Kaufman, who's always entertaining, just hit rewind on radio.com and boom, you can listen to it. You can actually go back as far as 24 hours.
I'll give Drabby props today. There were three good guests, entertaining. Three entertaining guests today.
And we had the other two ladies that are on the floor along with Drab and Valdez. They made a cameo
fun.
Appearance on NBC Sports Washington as
well.
That
was
fun. Karina came in to tell us that she had like 10 new creepy followers on her Instagram.
Oh, really?
Shocker.
Yes, like immediately after her segment. I also farted in here, too, 2 seconds before she walked in. It's really awkward.
Oh, that is awkward. God.
Did you then introduce yourself and say, I'm Matt?
No, then he just plays the blame game and tries to shift the fart over to Drab.
I couldn't have gotten her out of here quicker. Just shoot her along.
All right, so do you have the clip from this morning,
yes.
Valdez, when we were talking about Tiger King?
I didn't even like the documentary that much. Play the whole clip.
No.
I want you to splice it together.
Splice it from I give it a B+ to I don't even like it that much.
All right, 1 second.
Play the whole clip where I said there's a bunch of weirdos. I said it in both things, and then I don't think you had it from the first time when I said it was four episodes too long.
Hey, it's just funny. That's all.
Yeah. I didn't even like the documentary that much.
B+. I mean.
Yeah, I didn't give it a B, maybe B plus. Here. I didn't even like the documentary that much.
Jason, you got to watch it.
Some flip-flopping.
I didn't even like the documentary that much.
Jason, you got to watch it.
I said you got to watch it because of all the weirdos.
What was it?
That's the world's loudest flip-flops.
Oh, that's a flip-flop?
It's not a flip-flop.
That's funny.
I mean, a B or a B plus is a pretty good grade.
Right.
For me.
Okay.
I would have died for those at Roosevelt.
Oh, I would have. Are you kidding? Of course I would have. And in my lost semester at college.
I mean.
Right. Would have loved those grades.
I mean, I guess if you guys want to nitpick, which you clearly do, maybe I shouldn't have said I didn't like it that much. I could just say it wasn't my favorite documentary. I mean, I didn't
clearly
even like the
documentary
that much.
B plus? I mean.
Yeah, I said B plus. Does that sound like I loved it?
Jason, you got to watch it.
You gotta watch
a B plus is a pretty good grade, right?
Yeah. Can you play the context? Can you play the context?
It sounds like when you say that, it sounds like you wanted me to watch the greatest thing ever created.
Yeah. Do you know why I said you gotta watch it? Because they have lions and weirdos, and a dude's arm got—I don't even know if it's a dude or a girl—arm got bitten off. That's why I said.
Yeah, I don't need to watch that.
Say it was the greatest documentary.
No, you just said it was a B plus.
Jason, you gotta watch it.
Right.
Does it sound like he's excited about that? It sounds like he's so excited.
He watched every episode.
I know.
Correct. So me and the rest of the country did.
And he wants to watch the extra bonus episode whenever that comes out.
I need something new to watch.
I think it's already came out and I didn't watch it. But
I need
okay.
I need some recommendations. I need something new to watch at this point. I don't know what to watch.
I'm out on that.
Am I going to start Breaking Bad? A billion people have told me I have to watch Breaking Bad. I haven't done that. Maybe I do that. Well, I don't know where to go here.
I know you're going to watch Tiger, Phil, Tom, and Peyton this weekend.
If it's half as boring as the last one, I won't.
It probably will
be. They're just playing one day, right?
Yeah.
It's just going to be the same thing. And we're going to be reminded again that these athletes' personalities stink and that we need, by and large, and that we need the announcers, we need the fans, we need the context, you need the history of the championship for it to be compelling.
You know what?
They're not announcers.
You know what I might watch tonight? I might be NASCAR Cakes tonight. I believe they're running it back at Darlington tonight.
They're running another race?
They're running, I think, four races in 11 days, Jason.
Oh, wow.
If you like NASCAR, these next 10 or 11 days are the days for you.
I'll watch it to have it on because if another Ryan Newman crash comes out, that's freaking compelling.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
So I think NASCAR Cakes might be watching some NASCAR Darlington tonight.
Well, if you got any fatties for me, let me know. Any matchups?
Well, I asked NASCAR Thommy from Grant and Danny for a lineup, and it didn't cash. Now, he knows way more than I do. I don't know anything.
Right.
But
one
of the guys that I trotted out, I think his last name is Stenhouse. He smashed his car into a wall like at the first or second lap.
Is it Ricky?
I think it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
I think everyone in NASCAR is named Ricky.
So hey, I've got a question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so at the beginning of the show, you said you only slept like 2 hours.
Yeah, maybe. Might be hyperbole, 3 maybe.
Okay, maybe 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. I'll bump it all the way up to 4.
Sure.
Is still 4, probably
it's terrible.
3 or 4 hours shy of what you should be sleeping, right?
Yep.
So let's just say you slept 4 hours. You're exhausted. You're going to take a nap. That's part of your daily routine because you're waking up early doing the show.
It's a Drew Lock.
Will you set an alarm so that you don't sleep like 3 hours plus during your nap?
No, because I think I generally wake up about an hour into a nap. I don't pull the drab like naps, the epic drab naps.
See, I can take a 2 hour plus nap.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And then that just ruins your cycle because then you end up staying up till midnight the next
night. I feel terrible after 2 hour naps. Terrible.
You do when you first get up. You feel groggy and kind of hurting. But during it, it's glorious.
Blissful.
And I also don't like taking naps when it's really sunny out, like when the sun's coming through the windows and the blinds.
Yeah.
I just feel like
you need like blackout blinds.
I just
Ricky.
Feel like I'm wasting my life when
I'm
doing
that.
Well,
it's not sunny right now. It's definitely cloudy where I am.
I've determined that today, if you could bottle today's weather for every day of the year, I would take it.
Really?
It's cool. It's a little breezy.
It's fall-like. It's fall-like.
It's perfect, actually.
Dude, yesterday it was beyond breezy. It was super windy.
Yeah. There's a difference between breezy and windy. Today's breezy. I would take this every single day. Bottle it and hook it. Make it happen.
Right, tomorrow we've got the Naked and Afraid guy, right?
Correct. Wes Hall, I think his name is. Yep.
Don't
worry,
gotta
you guys
watch
can,
it.
I'll handle it. You guys can punt.
Slice to take a nap.
Don't even bother.
All right. Granddaddy, they're up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.